Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 Dancing Pop 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 원너 YG 누가 보조주 I'm Girl Strong Number One Baby Baby I'm Girl Strong Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello guys, this is DJ Johnny in the house, representing AO Crew, taking over Asian Pop Radio this week. Today I've got my awesome host with me, Tony.
Oh really, I'm the host as well?
Yeah, you are.
My host. What's up? I'm taking over.
Yeah, and do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Tony, I'm part of AO Crew, the original six.
Oh, the original. Oh.
Yes, then we have a little bit of a separation between the originals and the new people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And who's next?
I'm C, also one of the originals, but today we've also got joining us our other crew members that have just...
That are all in the crew today, yeah.
Coming today.
Yo, okay, so on today's show, we will be taking over completely. So
it's all ours.
It's all ours. So prepare for 55 minutes of shenanigans. We've got a movie review coming up. We've got K-pop versus J-pop competition, range of awesome songs from all across the globe, and shenanigans that I already said. But yes. Okay. So let's kick it off with our first song. I believe it is Love Dust by Big Bang. Have a listen.
Across the community radio network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Follow us on Twitter
at Asian Pop Radio. 친구간이 얘기를 해 좋아 보였단 말에 괜히 화를 내 어쩌면 아직도 나 때문에 네가 힘들어하길 바랬는지 몰라 요즘 가끔 나도 모르게 우리 같이 즐겨 듣던 노래를 해 옛 추억에 잠긴 오늘 같은 날 이유 없이 보고
행복한 모습으로 웃을 수 있게
Okay, so you are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. That was Big Bang with Love Dust. Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. We have got our own radio show. How exciting is this?
Only for one day.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling really nervous. How are you guys feeling? You guys feeling good?
Lost for words.
Lost for words. Yes. Yeah. All right. So I thought it would be interesting. Like, we could tell everyone about a little bit about us. Like, because not everybody knows us. So
everybody should know.
Everybody should know. All right. Yeah. All right. So I thought we should just talk a little bit about how we got started and how we formed. So, Cecilia.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us how AO Crew got started?
Okay.
Whose brilliant idea was it?
It was mine.
This guy.
No, hey.
This guy. Tony. My name is Tony Fan. I like to make groups. Okay. I helped you make a list.
Yeah, well, I guess it started with Johnny. Just, you know, he probably had this crazy dream where everyone, all his friends got together, danced. And I remember when he first asked, like, everyone individually, like, oh, you know, What do you think? You know, everyone joining and then...
Everyone was like, nah. I joked, yeah.
Slowly, I think, you know, when we finally found the members, it all just fit well. Yep. And then because we had something to strive for, that competition, we had, like, we just all worked hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we pushed and, you know, that's made us a bit closer as well. And then also moving on to, like, expanding our horizons and mm-hmm. finding new members. That's what's,
yeah, we held, you know, an audition and we got a few new members that are with us today. Yeah. So yeah, all right. So we'll probably go on to our next song, shall we? Yeah. Okay, Tony, do you want to introduce our next song today?
Okay, the next song is by this guy called Jin Akanishi. He was part of a band called Cat Tune, and they consist of, I think, 6-5 members. I actually want to talk more about the other guy, but actually, sorry. But the other guy is not Jin Akanishi. Anyways, Jin Akanishi, this song is called Test Drive, featuring Jason Derulo. And yeah, enjoy.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, with your host,
AO Crew. Take you for a ride. After midnight, we go downtown.
This is not SBS Pop Asia.
And that was Jin Akinishi's Test Drive featuring Jason Derulo.
Okay, a little bit of background on Jin Akinishi. In 2012, he basically quit KAT-TUN, which is a band.
Really?
Yes, he quit the band.
Scandalous.
Oh my god. Yeah, and then he decided to take a stab at a solo career. And then he asked for the help of Jason Derulo, who did this song, what's it called? Ooh, what you say? And then,
The one where it's like really like auto-tune, it's like,
yeah, it's got a lot of footwork and that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't the first time that Jason had teamed up with an Asian pop star. Jason appeared on Korean variety program Music Bank in 2010 alongside Korean artist Brian Ju to perform the song they both released in their own countries, In My Head. Another thing.
Oh, is that the In My Head?
Yeah.
Nah.
And then Brian Ju from Fly to the Sky did a Korean version. That's why they teamed up and they did a kind of like a collaboration.
Ooh. Yeah. Collaboration.
When I hear In My Head, I think of CN Blue. That's all.
CN Blue. Yeah.
Anyways, back
on topic.
Yeah, because KAT-TUN, they had this other member called Kazuya Kamenaki.
Yeah, just on the phone.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of his.
In truth, for people that cannot see, Tony does not know anything that he's talking about. He's reading.
I half know. Now, I've seen this guy. I've seen him in dramas, and I really liked this one called Nobita or Produce. It's really old drama. Yeah, 2005. And then recently I watched this other one called Yokai Ningen Bem, and he was the main in both of them. But the Yokai Ningen one was kind of boring.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So you don't recommend that?
I don't recommend that one, but okay. I recommend watching the old one.
All right.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Okay, so next on the mic we have Will and Jenny coming up. For now we're going to play a new song by 21 Ugly. I think that's the one we're going to play. So let's hit to that.
Or maybe I am the best. Here it is.
Hi, this is Jonathan from Kamikaze Mugen, and this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Oh my god. 누가 봐도 내가 좀 죽여주잖아. Right. 둘째 가라면 이 몸이 서럽잖아. Right. 난 뒤를 따라오지만 난 앞만 보고 지쳐세. 네가 앉은 테이블 위를 뛰어다녀. I don't care.
사람들이 명감 당 못해. I'm hot 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 fire. 뒤집어지기 전에 제발 누가 날 좀 말. 그만 옷을 치고 거울에 비친 내 얼굴을 꼼꼼히 살피고 지금은 8시 약속 시간은 8시 반 도도한 걸음으로 나선 이 밤 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 제일 잘 나가
내가 봐도 내가 좀 끝내주잖아
이건 겸손한 얘기 가치를 논하자면 난 billion dollar baby 뭘 좀 아는 사람들은 다 알아서 알아봐 아무나 자꾸 물어봐 누가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 내가 제일 잘 나가 제일 잘 나가 누가 네가 나보다 더 잘 나가 No 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 나나나나 누가 네가 나보다 더 잘 나가 No 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 나나나나 누가 네가 나보다 더 잘 나가 No 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 나나나나
Oh my god.
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Tony.
We are AO Crew. You are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review.
Hello, this is Shazza and you're listening to another Asian movie review. Arrietty is an interesting film written by Hayao Miyazaki and is another Studio Ghibli production. Based off the story, The Borrowers, Arrietty focuses on the lives of one family including the mum, the dad and Arrietty, a 14-year-old girl. Arrietty is excited about her first day borrowing, where she goes into the human's house and takes a few small things so that her family can use it for the year. She quickly gets ready to head off with her father. All is going well until the boy that recently moved into the house spots her. It is very bad if a human spots them, and Arrietty and her family have been able to live in that house quietly for 14 years without any humans noticing them. So when the human spots her, Arrietty believes she has ruined everything, and the only chance for survival is to move house. But when the boy starts to show an interest in her and her family, but being extremely careful about it, as to not upset or scare her, how will Arrietty and her family react? This is a kind and interesting story that gives off really good life lessons, like how nothing can stay perfect for long and ties will be broken in life, as well as not always to listen solely to what others think, but also to think about what you really believe in yourself based off your life experiences, because in the end, you will experience life differently to everyone else, including your family. Our work is very similar to the others of Hayao Miyazaki, and if you like his other productions, you will very much enjoy this one. The comparison of detailed drawing they put in each section highlights what they deem important. Arrietty's house and the garden's drawings have had a lot of detail and work put into them to give each flower and stalk correct, which makes the whole movie visually appealing to watch. For more movie reviews, subscribe to our podcast and head on over to Facebook to keep up to date with the latest information. For more amazing movies, head on over to madman.com.au.
Facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
Thanks, Shazza, for that awesome movie review. I want to go home and watch movies. No, I'm joking. All right, so AO Crew is in the studio today. We are taking over Asian Pop Radio. Yeah! Yeah. Okay, so now on the mics we have member Will and Jenny.
Hey!
Jenny, you are one of our new members.
Yes,
do
I
you,
am.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us, you auditioned to become part of AO Crew and you've been a part of AO Crew for the past month?
Not long, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty weird. Can you tell me a bit about what your passion sort of is for dance and sort of what was the reasons why you sort of wanted to join AO Crew and join us on this spiritual journey?
Well, it's kind of cliche, but I did get like my passion from dance through K-pop. I started watching K-pop MVs and then I decided to join this flash mob. That's actually where I met Shu.
Really?
I think that was like 2 or so years ago. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And just had so much fun dancing with like this group of people who had like a common interest. So
And then you decided to join us and all right. Okay.
Right.
Awesome. And Will, we also have with us here. Hello, Will. Everyone say hello to Will. Hello, Will. Okay, so do you want to, you teach K-pop dancers as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to tell us a bit about what studios you teach at and sort of what sort of professional side of teaching dance that you've sort of taken under your wings?
Okay, so I've teached at both Passion at MSS. Right now I do teach K-pop there. I think I started off going to, I think, LA, was it? Yeah, LA for about 3 months. A couple years back, I think right there, I think there was where I actually found that's what I wanted to do as a career.
That's nice. Nice. Okay, so I have absolutely no idea what's going on next. So what's happening?
We're gonna go to another track, Johnny.
That's right, we're going to another track.
And it is
Will? Yeah, Shalom by
This is Only You. This is our first radio sort of show. Yeah. So yeah, please forgive us for
doing well. Here
Thank
it is.
You. Okay, here's the next track.
Asian Pop Radio.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from ichikimchi.com.
And you're listening to
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yeah.
为你跟着独家痴情的角色，你的快乐全都是我的独特，虽然你没辙，也要你这是我的独特。你想学冲浪，陪你晒鸡汤，还没说要上，绝对不想买单。想热闹晚餐，我用力抱你就团。谁拿我没辙，我偏要给你我的独特。你说你怕胖，陪你不吃饭，你流一滴汗，我变出这样想。你想出去玩，我兄弟暂时解散。
Crew taking over Asia Pop Radio.
Yay!
Yeah!
Where's A, guys?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that was Xiao Lo. He's actually a Taiwanese singer / songwriter.
And
born
actor.
An actor?
Yeah, he's an actor
too.
Oh,
really? Oh, interesting. Yeah, he's born in 79 and he is known as the Asian King of Dance.
That was Will.
Yeah. He's the king of dance.
No.
He's also the king of our hearts.
Not John either.
Not mine.
Oh, hey. Do you even want to be in this group? All right, cool. So we're going to cut to a game that I thought that we could play and it would be really fun.
Yeah.
You guys know that I come up with the worst games and the worst idea of all time, so just bear with me. All right, no. So how this game is going to work, pretty much what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question.
Johnny.
And the answer is me. Okay, I'm going to ask a question and pretty much be like, you know, who's the something of, you know, and pretty much what's going to happen is pretty much shout out the name of the person that comes to your head.
Johnny.
Straight away as I make the statement. Okay, and then, and then we'll just get...
Do we win prizes?
Yes, you win my love and affection. Yes. Okay, so... Big prize. That's a big prize. Okay, so make sure that you shout out the name and point to the person that you think that this applies to. Okay, so first question. Who do you think... Oh, I've got to count to three as well, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, don't go early. All right, so who do you think is the best at egg yo in the group? So one, two... Three.
Rico.
Ryan.
Rico.
Nah, I reckon Rico's got this.
Ryan.
Okay.
Brian
that Wins. Crane pop.
Oh, that
those
crane pop.
Close-ups.
Ah,
true.
On YouTube, search that.
Johnny.
Okay, so we'll say Ryan. Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Oh my God.
Okay, so. Okay, so this question I'm actually curious about. Who do you think has the best visuals in AO Crew? So who's the best looking?
What, so one. Girls?
And well, everyone. Okay, so one, two, three. Will.
C.
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 C. C. Oh, C. Okay. Jenny, do you want to tell me why you picked C?
Because she's always been pretty since I met her.
Yeah. Is that a love confession?
Pardon?
Is that a love confession?
That's a love confession to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, next question is, who gets picked on the most in AO Crew? I think I know the answer, but 3, 2, 1.
Anyone but Johnny.
Me.
Johnny.
No, not Johnny. Yeah, Johnny just sure. never gets picked on.
No. I always never. Get picked
no,
on.
No. Come to our rehearsal and watch us. Like,
wow. Fantastic, baby.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the next one. Okay. Which member do you think is the easiest to get along with? So 3, 2, 1.
I think Lee Oden.
Lee.
I would say Lee.
Mr. Lee Oden.
Lee.
Oh, yeah, Lee.
Master Lee.
Master Lee. All right. Okay. All right, we'll say Lee. Anybody want to say why Lee?
Like,
I mean, just look at him.
Just look at him.
Just yeah, he's got a kind face.
He's got a kind face.
Got a kind face. Yeah. All right, make sure to scream out the names louder, guys. All right, so who do you think is the mother of AO Crew?
Alicia.
Oh, Alicia.
Alicia. Wait, I gotta say 3, 2, 1.
All right,
so 3, 2, 1.
Alicia.
Johnny.
All right, so Alicia's not here with us today. She's off in America.
Oh,
so.
Doing her thing.
So sad. Yeah, we miss her. We miss her a lot. But yeah, Alicia, we'll might as well give a shout out to you now. You've been our mother since the start. You're always taking care of us, and we love you lots. We hope you have a good time in America, and when you come back, we'll give you lots of hugs and presents.
Such a beautiful night.
Can you bring souvenirs too?
Yeah, bring us souvenirs. Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
All right, who is the biggest prankster in the group? 3, 2, 1.
Well. Johnny! Johnny!
Why am I the prankster?
You should see his pranks. It's Will. Really good. Cold water.
Ryan, why do you say Will?
It's not me. Because he's always scheming, like, crazy stuff.
Trolling. Wait a minute.
Like, yeah. And he always makes me, like, join him.
What?
Alright, we'll probably go for the last question now. And this one is close to my heart. Who loves food the most? 3, 2, 1.
That Jenny Doe.
Jenny.
That Jenny Doe. That Jenny Doe.
Every time I see Jenny, she's got food.
I'm like, you just have to put food in front of her. And she'll eat it.
She'll just destroy.
She hides behind menus and eats nuggets.
I don't know, it's like, you guys can't see right now, but she's currently
eating like, she's got three hamburgers at the same time.
She's just really eating. Nah, okay. Alright, so we'll probably go. Alright, so that was a pretty fun game, don't you guys think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yay for my good ideas. Okay, so now...
No.
Alright, so now we're going to go to a 2008 classic by Super Junior M, and this is Don't Don.
Yeah.
Radio Australia.
안녕하세요. Hello, this is Alexander Lee Eusebio, and when I'm down under, I love listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
When I look back, I thought you wanted the same. Did you know what you had when you were walking away? I know you've seen these tears I've cried. It won't bring you back, and I have tried. So now I've got a reason why. Yeah, it's time to move on. My heart can't be waiting on the line for a sign. I am grown strong, gonna stand tall, baby. This is my world, nothing's gonna shake it. I'm in control, and that will never
no more tears I've left to cry. I'm stronger now, so it's goodbye.
That was Girl Strong by Me and My Girls on Asia Pop Radio. This is Lee from Ayo Crew, and I'm here with
Shu.
Shu, no, no, her name is Shu, her name is Shu Min. Shu Min, Shu Min, that's her nickname.
Just
from EXO, Shu Min.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now we are going to go into our first game. Yay! Well, no, our second game, but this is our game with listeners.
Yeah.
So we are going to be calling up, I'll just introduce the segment first. The segment is K-pop versus J-pop.
K-pop versus J-pop.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much what we're going to be doing is sort of throwing two fans into the arena to battle to the death of knowledge.
Yes.
Okay, so pretty much there's going to be a K-pop fan on the line and a J-pop fan, and we're going to be asking them questions, and they'll be buzzing in to see who knows the most, and if they get the most answers right, then we clap for them. Yeah.
Basically win nothing.
Yeah, so basically you win nothing. Alright, so our first caller on the line is going to be representing J-pop, and her name is Lei.
Hi!
Hi Lei, how are you?
Hi Lei.
Thanks for calling in. Where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne.
Nice. So do you know who we are?
You're
Ayo
Crew, oh my god!
Yes,
yeah.
She knows us.
Ayo Crew. Alright, okay, so next on the line, we'll explain the rules in a second, but next on the line we have a K-pop fan, and his name is Simon. Simon, are you there? technical difficulties, that's not good.
Don't stop!
And very sorry for that technical difficulty. We have resolved it, and we do have Simon, who's representing K-pop, back on the line. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry about that, what happened with the line. But anyway, we are going to get started. Have we got Lei on the line as well, representing J-pop?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Okay.
Thank you guys, God for that, Johnny.
Okay, so we are ready to go. Everyone give a round of applause.
Woo!
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we, I'll explain how this is going to work. I've got five questions here, okay? And your buzzer, you're going to buzz in when you think you have the answer, okay?
Okay.
Are we on the same page? All right, okay. So your buzzer, Lei, will be J-pop. Yeah. Yeah. Does everyone in the room want to say that together? J-pop. Yeah, okay. All right. And Simon, you're representing K-pop, so your buzzer will be, obviously,
K-pop.
K-pop. That's it. Right. Okay, so, when you win, you'll win
a chin. Everyone's loving affection.
Yeah, everyone's loving affection. Right. Okay, so, first question. So just buzz in when you think you know the answer, okay?
All right.
You guys ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Good. What was SHINee's first J-pop release in Japan?
No. I don't know.
What?
Come on, Simon.
Come on.
Someone's,
I didn't even listen to SHINee.
Okay.
What's the first Korean debut song?
J-pop.
Yep. Yeah. Lei.
Replay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
Nice.
Oh,
okay. All right. Next question. This is a true or false one. Okay. So EXO won the album of the year at the 2013 Melon Awards. True
K-pop.
Or false?
K-pop.
Simon. Simon.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
We've got to make this more suspenseful. So what do you like to do? Do we have that going on yet? Okay, so... next question. How many members are there in the new JYP group GOT7?
K-pop.
I think do you guys hear that Lei got that first,
Lei got that first.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Lei.
J-pop.
Lei, what's your answer?
Would it be 7?
Yeah! That was a hard question.
It was, though.
That was a really hard question. Really hard. Okay. Fourth question. What's the score?
It's 2-1.
2-1? 2-1. Okay. Thanks, Lee.
Come on, K-pop.
Got this.
No, I got this. All right.
Okay. This one's actually a pretty hard one. Okay, so suspenseful music cue. For $1 million, what is the... what is the... Sorry. Okay, I'll do this seriously. All right. Yeah, okay, seriously. All right. What is the name of the official Japanese singles chart?
What?
Okay, so what is the name of the official Japanese singles chart? Awkward silence. No. It's a constellation. Is it? No.
You better not use Google.
That's Orion. Hang on.
You guys better not use Google.
Alright, Google. Wait for Google.
And I'm not even using it. I'm being fair and square.
Alright, so we say pass on this? Can we get like a sound effect in there? So... Okay. Alright, so the last question. So if J-pop gets this right, does that J-pop win? Or is it K-pop?
It's either...
A tie or J-pop wins. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, what is the name of the group that YG is set to debut this year?
Anything?
Five-member boy group?
I'll give you guys a hint. They were on a TV show.
You got this.
Oh my God.
I'll give you another hint.
Clues.
It's not their name, but there was a competition called the competition between Team A and Team B. Team B.
Was it like win or something?
Sorry, say that again.
Win or something. Something like that.
Close enough. That was winner.
Go Simon.
Okay. So that would be a draw. So yeah, let's give a round of applause.
Well done, guys.
We're going to share our love and affection to both of you, okay?
Love
so
you.
We send you guys loves and kisses. And thank you guys. Well, do you guys have anything you guys want to say before?
Johnny.
I love you too. I love you too. Okay?
I think she said Johnny stopped calling me, didn't she?
Don't kill my group, man. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here today. Thank you for joining us.
So the next song is that song on the radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Young Avs out of Montreal. I want to give a big shout out to Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yeah. Shawty's like a melody stuck in my head. I got a favorite song playing over again. Said tonight I'm gonna live it up with my crew. It's all about us. Got the ones I wanna, that's enough. This the song that makes you fall in love.
Margaret Chow. 365.
We are AO Crew.
We are Bobby Neha.
Hello, we are Sam Lu.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
We love you, Australia!
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
That was Young Avs, that song on the radio.
Yay! I think that's our after every song we're going to do that. We'll be like, yeah. All right, guys. So, this is our last segment of the day. How sad. Okay, so pretty much what we're going to do now is that we're going to quickly just talk about where AO Crew is heading. On the mic with me, we have Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's Yo, Ryan. What's up? And we have Lisa.
Hi. Yay. Hello, Lisa.
Okay, so let's talk about where AO Crew is going to be heading in the next year. So 2014. Ryan, do you want to tell us a bit about what we're working on right now?
Right now, we're working on a lot of EXO teasers. We've got a performance coming up at Richmond Fest. So guys, come to that and watch us.
Yes, Chinese New Year, Year of the Horse.
Yes.
Yay. Lisa, anything else we're working on for the year? Anything that you want to work on this year as being a part of AO Crew?
Being AO Crew. So first, I'm very excited to be the trainee of AO Crew, and I need some improvement to be the real member. I know.
Learn. We love you, Lisa. We love you so much.
I love you too.
Okay, so pretty much what we're going to do now is we're going to quickly talk about what sort of it's like what we've learned today as being a part of this experience, and some good messages to sort of see the week out. Okay, so starting with Lisa, what's something that you've learned today being here at Asian Pop Radio Show?
Yeah, first I learned some knowledge about the K-pop and J-pop. Actually, I know a little about them before because I'm from China, and I know a little about them. And today I come with AO Crew and enjoy time with your guys. I'm so happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so Shu, a quick inspiring message. We'll go around the room. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was really cool being in the radio room and see how like actual DJ, how much hard work they need to go through doing live
Yay,
shows.
Yay, claps for Jay!
Woo! Yay!
Lisa! Jenny's next, Jenny, go.
Not something I've learned, but something that proves like why we're all here. Dance and music just brings us all together.
Cecilia.
Yeah, I've learned that we can deal with awkward silences very well.
Yeah.
I learned that Johnny is definitely the troll of the group.
Yeah.
I learned that Johnny is really good at DJing and that he should do it more often.
Tony. Yeah.
If you guys want aircon, just come to Radio Studios.
Yes. All right, Lee. Okay.
I've learned to clap on cue. Yay!
Yeah! Yeah! Right. I'll finish off by saying that make sure to eat before you come and do a radio station broadcast. Okay, so this has been AO Crew. We'll all say goodbye together. So thank you so much for Asian Pop Radio for having us taking over. We'll say fighting on three. Yeah. So 1, 2, 3.
Fighting!
I'll see you guys next time. All right, bye! Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Jay John here. Thank you so much to the AO Crew for coming in and taking over Asian Pop Radio this week. Hey guys, going to leave you with a freshly delivered exclusive mix by DJ Chunky P. This week, Rain versus CL versus G-Dragon versus Namri Amro versus Prince. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, please, and support us. We're community radio. We need your support. Just search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. You can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. Till next week, have a great one. See you then.
You know we're done. It's over now. This is not a payback. This is my return.
Dirty, sexy, dirty, 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 sexy, dirty, dirty.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it.
시작은 내가 할 테니